I call the Committee on Oversight to order here October 20th, 2025 at 6:34 p.m. in the Reed and Lonnet Senate Chambers and via Zoom. With that being said, we're commencing to agenda item 1. Oh, I labeled that wrong. 1A, compliance with Nevada open meeting law. Was the agenda posted 3 full working days by 9 a.m., not including the meeting date? It was. Is the Zoom taking place on the day, week, month, year, at the time and location listed on the agenda? It is. Is the Zoom link working and available to the public? I don't know. The public can ask Senator Kitch if it was. With that being said, moving on to agenda item 2, roll call. Speaker Pro Tempore Moss will call the roll, please.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Chair Saporito.
Present.
Chair Levy.
Absence excused.
Speaker Pro Tempore Moss. Present. Chair Issa.
Present.
Speaker Acklin.
Present.
Chair Micelli.
Absence excused.
Chair Kitch.
Chair Kitch is yes, she's present.
Okay. Chair Bolander.
Absence unexcused.
And then Chair Castro.
Present.
Quorum is present.
Thank you, Speaker Pro Tempore. With that being said, moving down to agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, moving down to agenda item 4, adoption of minutes. What? No. Moving down to agenda item 4, adoption of minutes. Due to the fact that I have made the agenda a little more accessible to the public, you guys will see that I have box links that are available to the public. If anybody who's on the Zoom or reads the agenda and wants to check that we have all supporting documents, along with wants to check senators' outreach, they're able to now. So that is available to the public if they'd like. That's the reason why that link is there. And based on my conversation with Director Rodriguez, that link will probably stay there for the remainder of these meetings. But with that being said, I'm seeking a motion to approve agenda item 4A through E through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Speaker Pro Tempore Moss. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Parliamentarian Issa. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? With that being said, agenda items 4A, E have been approved. All right, moving down our list to agenda item 5, reports of Senate committees. Starting off with the Committee on ASA, Senator Kitch. Oh, sorry, hold on. Mm-hmm. Hold on, I gotta increase. There you go. Go ahead.
Okay, am I good?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. The Committee on Oversight met last Thursday at 5 p.m. In the Frankie's Little Papa conference room. We discussed three pieces, resolution to request clarity on the role of PAC-AI, SR93, a resolution in support of the U of NEA's advocacy for student teacher compensation, as well as SR93, a resolution supporting transparency in the use of laboratory course fees. We also discussed open adoptions and positions within the committee because we're not currently full capacity. And today I went ahead and reached out to every liaison that's currently unfilled and let them know that we're filling stuff as, you know, slowly but surely, but that if they need any current help from ASUN to let me know.
Alrighty, thank you. Any questions for Chair Kitch? In regard to attendance, how has attendance been? And if so, have there been any senators who have been absence unexcused or any senators who have had problems attending your committee?
Attendance was better this last meeting. The meeting prior to that one was on October... I want to say October 2nd. That meeting, Senator Bolander was absent, absent unexcused. Mm-hmm. Other senators were absent but excused. This last meeting, everyone was present except for Senator Lucchese, which was absent unexcused. So he's already discussed this with me and apologized, and he was ready to take any kind of repercussion.
Okay, sounds good. In regard to that, the only senator that was absent unexcused is Bolander, and I gave him a point. So that has been reflected as in regard to the last Senate meeting. Any other points of information, points of conversation in regard to how your committee's gone over these past 2 months?
We've gone okay so far. Just Luke Casey did the point, and then as long as you have that one. And then I look forward to getting some more senators in the chamber so we can have a couple more seats filled.
Okay, sounds good. Alrighty. Moving down our list past the Committee on Budget and Finance, actually, in regard to that, are there any members who sit on Budget and Finance who would like to give a report or at least a brief synopsis of how the last meeting went? Speaker Pro Tempore Moss.
For Budget and Finance, we reviewed a couple of accounts. We reviewed the Judicial Council, the CSC, And I'm trying to remember the third one. It might have just been the Judicial Council and the CSE, but everything looks in order. Oh, and the Senate account. I completely forgot. I didn't even think about the Senate account, but we reviewed the Senate account, Judicial, and the CSE, and had some really great conversations with Director Rodriguez and Speaker Acklin and Associate Justice Silvera as she was attending for Chief Justice Arneson. We looked at a couple of pieces of legislation that were favorable. One was tabled. That would be my piece regarding the furthering education fee waiver. I decided to table that at the committee meeting indefinitely because I want to bring a different version of the bill forward. And then I think we favorably recommended the other one. I believe it was your bill. Was it your bill, Senator Saporito? About chair stipends. Okay, yeah. And so that's kind of just what happened in the meeting. So I don't know why I'm using the mic. I just realized we don't need them.
For once, we do not have to use the mics. All right, thank you, Speaker Pro Tempore Moss. If anybody has any questions in regard to their next meeting time or in regard to anything in regard to the meeting at hand, when they have their next one, you can reach out to Chair Micelli yourself. Moving down our list to agenda item 5C, the Committee on Democratic Civic Engagement, Parliamentarian ISA.
Well, good evening, senators. The committee last met on Friday, October 10th, where we elected a new vice chair. Congratulations to Senator Radke for becoming our new vice chair. We also heard a presentation from the President's Office of Government Relations and Community Engagement. It was a very informative presentation, and we look forward to finding routes of collaboration with them in the future. In addition to that, we've also been working very hard to get to set up the Veterans Day luncheon. At our last meeting, we discussed basically just kind of reported to the rest of the committee what Senator Saporito, myself, and Senator Barris have been up to. And yeah, things are going pretty smoothly with that, and it's going to happen this year, so very happy about that. Our next meeting will be on Friday, October 24th. And originally, we were going to hear a presentation from Matthew Little from the Office of Service Learning and Civic Engagement. However, he has informed me that he is unable to attend on that day, so we'll be postponing that for the following meeting. And additionally, at our last Senate meeting, we had three brand new members join. We had Senator Dayton, Senator Barris, and Senator Atkinson join our committee. So now we are full 100%. And with their membership, we will be filling those two vacant liaison positions that we have with Kathy Castro and Amy Kokas at the CSE. So very excited to see where our new members take us.
Fire. Any questions, comments, concerns for Chair Issa? Or Parliamentarian Issa, or Senator Issa, whatever you want to pick. No? Already. Moving down our list to the Committee of Ideas, Senator Castro.
Our last meeting was September 26th, where we appointed Senator Levy to be chair. Congratulations to her. We haven't had a meeting in a little bit due to an agendizing error on my behalf. But our next meeting will be Friday, October 31st, where we will be appointing, apportioning liaison positions to new committee members, Senator Barris and Senator Dayton, whom will hopefully make it easier for us to meet quorum. Thankfully, for our successful meetings, we've maintained quorum in the past, and attendance does not seem to be a problem moving forward.
Fire. Any questions, comments, concerns for Chair Castro? I forgot to ask this to Chair Issa or Chair Castro, but how in recordance, I know you regarded that your committee is basically full at this point. I know you just spoke on attendance, but how would you say that your committees have gone in regard to the past 2 months? Is there anything that has been prominent that's happened in your committee or anything you're looking forward to? We're going to start with Parliamentarian Issa and Chair Castro.
Just attendance?
Attendance, report, okay. Anything that's been prominent, anything you're looking forward to, anything else you want to add on to your report? I'm kind of just, this is my check-in for you guys to kind of see, you know, along with your report that you give, just how you're doing as chair, if there's anything that you think should be brought up to committee, kind of, it's just your place to kind of have an open discussion with myself along with the other chairs.
With regard to attendance, DCE has been spectacular. The last time we had any sort of hiccup was, I believe, at our September 26th meeting where Senator Packard and then Vice Chair Moore were absent. But given that they were going to resign, I don't blame them, frankly. but other than that, the only times we ever had an absent member was at our October 10th meeting, where Senator Evans was absence excused due to him having taken honors class at Lake Tahoe. But other than that, we've had just 100% attendance, so very, very good news on that end. With regard to what I look forward to, of course, the Veterans Day luncheon, but I've had my one-on-one check-ins with each member of the committee thus far, excluding our three brand new members. And what I'm really trying to do is try to open the floor to the committee for wider discussion and wider collaboration between each of our individual projects. As it stands right now, everyone is kind of in their own bubble with their liaison positions, and the advice that I've received was everything seems kind of disconnected. And so I just want everyone to come together and share their own ideas so everyone can collaborate on individual projects. I'm supposed to receive a list of CSC planned events from Kathy Castro that relate to volunteerism and service in our community. And once I get that, I look forward to opening the floor for discussion on those for a wider collaboration.
Nice. Any points of conversation, questions for Chair Issa? All right, Chair Castro, go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm really happy about the new additions to the committee. That's going to be something we're looking forward to, both in apportioning liaison contacts, because for the past few meetings, it's been me filling in those liaison contacts, and also people leaving the position, joining the position. It's been a whole mess. Now, thanks to these new members, will hopefully be much easier communicating with liaisons. Other than that, though, I'm also interested in seeing what from the legislation tracker will be appearing in the committee, considering that a few resolutions will likely be seen by us. That's something I'm heavily looking forward to. Besides that, I'm really just happy that we have a greater attendance level now, and I'm looking towards trying to open the committee more towards events that other our liaisons are trying to put through, considering that the majority of them are putting through a lot of events right now.
Nice. We're going to go to the legislation tracker. Parliamentarian Issa, when was the last time you had updated it?
I updated the legislation tracker last week. It's pretty up to date. I know there are some bills and resolutions that have been passed that have not been updated, but I will get on that as soon as possible.
Okay, thank you. Already moving down our list to the Committee on Government Operations, seeing that Chair Bolander is absent and excused, are there any committee members here who would like to give a brief report on his behalf? No. Speaker Pro Tempore Moss.
I'm in.
Yeah.
At least you've trained us to
it's
be.
It's habit. I know. It's a good habit to have.
The committee met, was it last Friday, Senator Issa? Was it last Friday? I believe it was last Friday. We reviewed parts of the SAS. I believe it was titles. I want to make sure I get this right. 10 through 13. So there was a lot of good things discovered there. We elected a vice chair. Me. So we elected a vice chair. We saw two pieces of legislation, one being Senator Saporito's, and then one myself. Like in Budget and Finance, I tabled mine, and we favorably recommended Senator Saporito's. Overall, productive meeting, and I don't think we've had any attendance issues.
Nice. So. Do you know when the committee is going to be meeting next?
Next Monday at 4:30. Yes. Okay. Yes, next Monday at 4:30.
Okay.
4:30.
I also believe you guys will be seeing one piece of legislation in regard to that committee that was referred at the past meeting, and I believe it was – I can't remember whose piece it was, but I believe GovOps is going to be seeing that, and then it will be sent to – now I'm blanking on the second committee it's going to be sent to. But it was the legislation that was referred to committee last week.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. Thank you, Speaker Pro Tempore Moss. Moving down our list to the Committee on Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness. Are there any committee members here who would like to give a report on her behalf? No one's in SSW here? Oh.
We are.
I'm not here, so.
Okay. Go ahead. Just give the report.
Yeah. Senator Saporito, for the record, we had our last Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness meeting, I believe, two Fridays ago. We discussed the UPDNC event that we'd like to help or co-sponsor.
Yep.
I think it's called the Spooky event.
Yep.
As well as accessibility walks that we'd like to be interested in. And then we reassigned liaison positions, Senator Hotelling signed himself on the Student Health Center and then unfortunately resigned, so that liaison position is still open. and attendance has been pretty good within our committee.
Nice. Is there anything based on your knowledge as a committee member that's coming up that you're like, oh, I think we're going to be working on this, or I think this is going to be a prevalent issue within the committee?
Some of my pieces, yeah. that I might be bringing up in a couple of months. I still have to get in contact with the Student Health Center, but in regards to giving out more information during Nevada Fit for all the resources at the Student Health Center, it's a project I've been working on since the internship program, and I've gotten support from most of the deans and the Student Health Center from last year in general, so it should be good. But that's the first thing that comes to mind.
Nice. Do you know when that so-called spooky event will be taking place? That's okay.
I'll get back to you.
Well, speaking of the next person on our list, wait, before I move on, if anybody has any questions, concerns, points of conversation, or something they'd like to work on with Chair Levy, they can reach out to her directly. But with that being said, moving down to agenda item 5G, Special Committee on Food Insecurity, Chair Saporito, you are ready to start whenever.
Okay, so we last met on October 7th within Conference Room 317 at 12 o'clock p.m. We had a presentation regarding a list of assembly members and state senators from the Nevada legislature that we would like to reach out to and advocate while the legislature's out of session. We move forward saying we will contact every single one of them. We're in close contact with at Charlotte Simpson or Alice Simpson, the student director for PAC Revisions, and we're going to be reaching out to other departments such as the Department of Government Affairs to make sure we have a good first impression with these assembly members and state senators. Our next meeting is going to be on October 21st, tomorrow, where we're going to be having a presentation from both Michael Flores and Sheila Bray on advice on how to contact these state legislators, specifically out of session, as well as a presentation on PAC rides. Originally it was going to be led by Justin Berger, but he will unfortunately be out. He's going to the hospital for a medical checkup, so Amy Kokas will be taking his position. We also are getting a presentation from Alice Simpson on the Giving Week that we just had finished from October 6th to the 10th, and during one of the tailgates on the 11th. I believe the statistic, we received over 75 pounds of food from parents and students during the tabling event, so it was really nice. I was there with Emma Doty and Senator Villa. But that's pretty much everything I have to report.
Nice. Does anybody have any questions, points of conversation, or concern in regard to Senator Saporito's report? Alrighty. Thank you, Senator Saporito. Moving down our list to agenda item 5H, Parliamentarian Issa.
Just a very brief report, an actual brief report. So since we did those, the legislation and Robert's Rules workshops, there hasn't been much with regard to my duties as parliamentarian thus far. However, I've been conducting an audit of the Senate rules and trying to find ways to update them so that they're in line with common practice and so they're more up to date. I am working on a binding resolution for that, and so far I have three addendums, all under rule number 2, that pertain to kind of Senate membership and outreach. And so if you have any questions about that, then just feel free to reach out to me. I hope to have this piece done before the, before winter break. So yeah, that's it.
Thank you. Any questions, comments, concerns in regard to Parliamentarian Issa's report? All right, seeing none, moving down to agenda item 5I, Speaker Pro Tempore Moss.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The internship is in full swing. The interns and I met on at 5 p.m. on Friday in the Frankie Sue Del Papa President's Conference Room. Had to take a second to say it right. It is a long name. And we had a really great meeting going over the expectations and just basic things about the syllabus this week. They got their mentor internship pairings, and so did all the senators this morning. Senators actually got them first. That'll be starting. I'm encouraging senators at this Wednesday meeting to start meeting with their interns as soon as possible. I'll send out contact information later tonight. But if you meet with the outreach period closes this Wednesday, correct?
Correct.
So if you meet with your intern prior to that, I would say that can contribute to next outreach periods. like we did in the summer. Those hours can carry over to the next outreach period. But I'm very much asking that everyone meet with their intern as soon as possible. I stayed up pretty late last night getting those internship pairings just right, so make sure you're doing that. And also, please follow all regulations. This is just a reminder. All regulations, rules, and standards that I've set for the internship. This is a professional relationship. You should not be crossing that boundary. So please behave well with your intern. That's all I have. That's the biggest thing I need to say. I'm very excited for this internship cohort. Because of our numbers, we historically have more senators or more interns than we have senators right now. So there was one intern who will be with me until their intern mentor is appointed to the Senate going forward, instead of doubling up. So I'm very excited about that. But the internship is in full swing, and so mentors should be looking over the syllabus, the mentor handbook again, and making themselves acquainted with it so that they can help their intern with all that fun stuff. But that's internship stuff, exciting stuff. But if you have questions, you can always tell me.
Senator Saporito?
It wasn't a question, it was just a clarification on what SSW is doing. For the record, right now, so far, it's literally called the Spooky Event. And the date is set for late October. We didn't set a specific date in the last meeting.
Okay. Yeah. And when are you guys meeting next?
Not this Friday because of DC. The Friday after, I believe.
Okay. Just in regard to timing, if that event is late October, I want to remind you there is 11 days left in this month.
Yeah.
And you guys are meeting at the end of next month, or at the end of next week. So, if anybody... Wait, are you two both in SSW? Are you the only one?
Push the spooky event to like the Thanksgiving event,
Or you could like market it more or less as like a
just an event,
or a Thanksgiving themed event, just because in terms of timetables.
Yeah.
Any questions for Speaker Pro Tempore Moss regarding his report? Alrighty. Parliamentarian Issa, go ahead.
Just one. One quick little additional update. I have noticed that there's been an increase in the frequency of amendments that are being made to a lot of our pieces that are going through committee or going through the main Senate. And just to make sure that all our senators are able to adequately make those amendments in a timely manner, I will be creating a guide to making amendments and posting it to the box. So when that's done, I'll make an announcement in the Teams group chat. So that's it.
Alrighty. Thank you, Parliamentarian Issa. In regard to all chairs that are present in this meeting, I urge all of you to tell your committee members to make amendments in committee. That is what they are for. Amendments are not really meant to be made at the Senate table unless something is glaring and someone did not see it, along with the whole committee did not see it. So again, I seriously urge you guys to tell your committee members to make amendments in committee. That's what it's for. Alrighty, anything in regard to any questions, comments, concerns before I move on to my report in regard to any chair reports? Alrighty, moving down to myself. Thank you all for meeting with us today. We're going to be meeting next week on the 27th of October at 6:30 p.m. in room 406, 405. Agenda is going to be posted tomorrow morning. So if you guys want, the time and date will match up to the agenda along with everything on WordPress. So everything will be great there. I'm trying to think. Oh, we'll be reviewing points memo, of course, and then we'll be reviewing the fourth outreach period. So we'll be caught up in regard to reviewing outreach and stuff like that. Points memo, all that stuff. All right, yeah. Any questions in regard to my report? Alrighty. Moving past agenda item 6, moving now to agenda item 7A, SBR 93, a binding resolution to define the duties and liaison positions of the special committees on food insecurity, starting off with the author. I'd like to give a brief synopsis of the piece.
So, this
Authors.
Piece. Oh, yeah. Sorry. So this piece that Parliamentarian Issa and I have been working on since the beginning of the summer, just providing transparency on what the special committee does. Obviously, since it was inaugurated within the end of the 92nd session, it's not within the rules of the Senate. We thought updating that and giving a little space for special committees, both in this session and in the future. Brief rundown on the goals that we're doing in the committee, as well as providing some information on the liaison positions we're currently contacting will be good not only for the Senate table and for external other organizations and departments within the CSE, but also for our interns in case they have any questions about what a special committee is. They can look at the rules of the Senate. So this is just providing transparency on our main mission.
Nice. Parliament Attorney Issa, do you have anything to add?
No.
Okay. I had one question, actually. What was I going to ask? It's lost me. This went through government operations, correct?
Yeah.
Did it pass unanimously? What was discussion on that?
I don't believe there was a discussion on the piece.
There was zero discussion on the piece. It just went through passed. Rubber stamp pass. So.
Cool. Alrighty.
I do have to... Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
There's a couple amendments I would like to make. Senator McAndrews did bring up a good point. The bill's not... Or this binding resolution is not actually contacting or being sent out to our liaison positions that we're contacting.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to add that to the piece as well as amend one of the liaison positions because we did change it. PAT provisions told us not to directly contact the Food Bank of Northern Nevada. Just it might hurt the efficiency of communication and information being delivered.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to amend that section too.
Okay, before we do that, we're going to move on to, I know you had something you wanted to say, but after Parliamentarian Issa speaks, we'll move on to questions, then discussion, and discussion, that's where you can make your amendments. But with that too, with the authors of this piece, please make the amendments and send it to me before Thursday, just so it's appropriate and all amendments match as is that were made in committee. Parliamentarian Issa.
In addition to those amendments, I don't know why this happened, but the chair of the Committee on Government Operations is empty, so I just would like to quickly make an amendment as well to fill that name as well. So
we'll make that.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Are the authors done presenting their piece? Alrighty, moving down to questions. Are there any questions at this time for the authors at hand? No, seeing none, moving down to discussion. Are there any points of discussion at this time or amendments to be made? Senator Saporito.
I move to amend SBR 93, a binding resolution to define the duties and liaison positions of the Special Committee on Food Insecurity by amending the 18th whereas clause and replacing it with the following statement. Whereas the UNR Nevada Dining Team provides essential support to the campus community by offering accessible and nutritious food options, fostering food security among students and staff through innovative programs and partnerships, and representing a valuable and strategic ally in addressing food insecurity and promoting overall well-being at the university.
Is there a second?
Unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Parliamentarian Issa. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? With that being said, that amendment has passed. And you guys will edit this doc and send it to me for second reading with the appropriate amendments attached? Or like edited, I guess? Okay.
Yeah, cool. I'll do that.
Okay, thank you. Any more amendments that you guys would like to make? Just for clarification, how many more do you have? I'm not rushing. I'm just simply asking.
I think two, both the Nicholas Bollinger one and the extra context.
Okay, go ahead.
I could just make the Nicholas. I can make it one. I move to amend SBO 93, a binding resolution to define the duties and liaison positions of the Special Committee on Food Insecurity by amending the final be a further resolved clause addressing which members of the association this binding resolution will be sent out to by adding Nicholas Bolander's name to the chair of the Committee on Government Operations, as well as adding Senior Associate Director Amy Kokish, Director for Desert Farming Initiative Jill Moe, Director of Marketing and Communications of Nevada Dining Matthew Clark, Executive Director of ResLife Dean Kennedy, Coordinator of PacRights Justin Berger, Operations Manager of Wolfpack Meats, Tom Coolis, and Executive Director of Fish, Jim Peckham, through unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Parliamentarian Issa. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? Or that being said, that amendment passes.
Sorry, the last one. I
go ahead.
Yeah, my fault, guys.
Actually, technically, I didn't make that through unanimous consent, so...
Actually,
I mean...
No, I
did you?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. I'm tripping.
And
go ahead.
Disregard what I was about to say. Never mind.
It has been disregarded. I promise.
Thanks.
It has been forgotten.
That's it.
Any other amendments? Any other points of discussion? All right. That being said, we're going to be moving down to a vote for agenda item 7.
Two debate.
You're so.
No, wait.
I was
no,
in debate.
No, never mind.
I was in debate. With that being said, moving down to agenda item 7A, SBR 93, binding resolution to define the duties and liaison positions of the Special Committee on Food Insecurity. With that being said, we're moving down to a vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oy. With that being said, agenda item 7A has passed and will be seen at the next available Senate meeting. Nice. Let's go. Alrighty. Moving down to agenda item 7B through C. With that being said, I'm seeking a motion to review agenda item 7B through C in the Senator's outreach. With that being said, I'm seeking a motion to call for a recess of the Senate to reconvene at 7:14 p.m. through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Speaker Pro Tem Formas. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Parliamentarian Issa. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? All right. That being said, the Committee on Oversight will reconvene at 7:14 p.m. Okay. This is the recording.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alrighty. Just go through the second and third outreach period. I know there are some people who either didn't submit out, not didn't submit outreach. I know for some of them it didn't, what's it called? Leave their, or it didn't save. Jeez, I cannot think of that word. So I know for some of them it didn't save. So if you see someone, you're like, oh, I wonder if this person actually did their outreach or not. Just write their name down and then I can go back through and I can check. While you guys are doing that, I'm going to be reviewing to see which senators actually sent in outreach and everything like that. But go through September 10th to the 24th and September 24th to October 8th to see if there are any senators who had standout outreach, outreach that is okay, outreach that you're like, okay, we need to address this as a committee, or any senators you just want to kind of flag to be like, hey, they did a really excellent job. They wrote a lot of good outreach. So yeah, just do that. And like I said, you guys got 9 minutes, so I think that's plenty of time to review. But in the meantime, I'm going to be going through my teams just to see what senators had actually sent me their outreach that's not recorded. For what?
For us.
Yeah, you're fine. Yeah. For the record, Senator Atkinson did submit her outreach for the period of September 10th to the 24th. Ferris is all wonky.
Did you receive outreach from me for the 24th?
Let's check.
No. I'm sorry, for the 10th to the
24th. Hold on, I'm reviewing. Oh, why is that? Stop popping up.
I'm sorry, business 217?
No, like it's in the bill.
Oh, it was the bill to make safe havens. To designate schools and churches as safe havens from immigration customs enforcement.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Senator Bolander does not have outreach listed for September 24th to October 8th, and I do not have no record of him sending me that. Looks like though everybody else's outreach for this third period saved, at least on my end. Yep. Okay. Okay. For the record, for September 10th, this is 2024th. It says that Senator Atkinson has no outreach, but I check my team's messages. She does and did submit her outreach. Oh. Whoa, why is this? Is that for you guys too, from September 10th to the 24th? There's nothing?
Yeah. Nothing. I don't know.
Okay, that is not good.
Yeah. That's why I asked if you had mine, because...
Oh, I think I see what happened. Yep. Okay, if you guys... I don't know why that did that, but I do have your guys' outreach. It's in the box.
Oh.
So you're good. Here, let me see if I have permission to move it. I should be able to. Outreach.
For the 10th to the 24th?
Correct. Okay. I don't have permission to move that, but it's in the other tab in Outreach, and it's listed as September 10th to the 24th as version 101.
Okay.
So it's in there. For the record, it shows that Senator Custer did not submit outreach. He did submit outreach to me. What?
I'll get to it.
Okay. Okay. Well, at least for this one, September 10th to the 24th, everybody submitted their outreach, and it all saved. Well, except Custer. But he did send me his, so. The only people who, in regard to our two outreach periods, the first one being Agenda Item 7B, the only person who I did, quote-unquote, did not receive outreach from is Senator Custer, but he did send to me. It's just not showing up, nor did it save. For Agenda Item 7C, September 24th to October 8th, the only person who I have no confirmation of they sent me outreach would be Senator Bolander, but everybody else either submitted their outreach on time or filled it out correctly. And it is up to the job of the committee to go through review and see if there are any senators who did really bad outreach or really good outreach, so we're able to bring it back to this table in reference to the read aloud in Senate chambers and review it as is. All right, do you guys think you need more time?
No.
More time? Okay. I'm gonna call us back in a sec. I was too busy talking.
Okay,
because
Jenna did as well. But yeah.
Interesting. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I reconvene the Committee of Oversight here October 20th, 2025, excuse me, at 7:14 p.m. in the Rita London Senate Chambers and via Zoom. With that being said, I'm issuing a quorum call to make sure all available chairs are available. Speaker Pro Tempore Moss.
Okay. I have to pull up our roster.
Oh, good.
Okay. Chair Saporito.
Present.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Chair Saporito.
Present.
Chair Levy.
Absence excused.
Chair Issa.
Present.
Speaker Ackland.
Present.
Chair Micelli.
Absence excused.
Chair Kitch.
Present on Zoom.
Chair Bolander.
Absence unexcused.
Chair Castro.
Present.
And then Speaker Pro Tempore Moss. Present. A quorum is present.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tempore. Alrighty, we're going to start. I'm just going to go down the list of all chairs who are here. And I'm just going to go through and ask you guys kind of what you thought was interesting, what senators you thought could do better on outreach, what senators were like, okay, this guy did not do a good job. But we're going to start from the top bottom. So Senator Kitch.
Yeah, I thought the outreach was honestly fine this period. I thought that I think it was Senator McAndrews that did a ton for Kavanaugh this last time. So good on her, but everything else was fine to me.
Okay. Anything you saw that was concerning or any senators who need to do better outreach?
None that I can think of, no.
Okay, thank you. Moving down our list, Senator, Chair, Parliamentarian Issa, was there anything that caught your eye?
Senator McAndrews, wonderful job representing Kavanaugh, very proud of her, she's doing a great job. But there were just a couple of things that were a bit concerning to me. One was regarding Senator Villa's outreach. Sorry, Senator Villa. For the September 10th to the 24th, he dated all of his outreach for April and May. Senator Saporito?
I think the file got corrupted because a lot of senators, like near the end, I'm like, why does it say April? Oh, this is stuff they did at the end of last semester. So I think, yeah, that might be the issue.
Okay. I'll take a look at the outreach to see if that problem is consistent, because the way I set up outreach and the way I make the forms is I have a master copy that I make the outreach form with, and I always go through and I scrub all the dates and I scrub all the outreach. And then for like new senators, I just Control-C, Control-V, copy an existing senator in the outreach form. So I'll go back through and look, but if that is the case, then yeah, there are a lot of senators that unfortunately who got their outreach scrubbed. I wish I would have saw that. That's my bad. I should have looked. So thank you for bringing that up to me. Anything else?
Somebody just put the wrong number.
No.
Oh, no, it's April, May, like it's events and stuff like that. So yeah, was it just concurrent with Senator Villa, or were there any other senators you saw?
It looked like a U.S. Senator Villa. Yeah.
In the outreach period, also the Travis Terry and mm-hmm. Palmer's.
Yeah.
So I guess that could count since they're still there.
That's my mistake.
Yeah, you're good.
Moving forward, though, I believe all the outreach period forms are up to date with the current senators we have. I just need to add Senator Dayton.
May I continue?
Go ahead. Yeah.
And just one last thing. I don't know if this is because the form isn't like in sync or not, but for Senator Barris for the September 24th to October 8th outreach.
Hers is good.
It's good.
She sent it to me. It's just dealing with outreach.
Okay, cool.
Any other points of conversation or stuff you want to bring up?
No.
Okay. Moving down our list, Chair Castro.
This is for both periods, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I think I have a small concern about Senator Micelli's outreach. I think that Senator Micelli considered a type of outreach for 3 hours of outreach hours. I think obviously that's to the discretion of the speaker, but I know that that's incongruent with
the rules, yeah.
Outreach. Other than that, I wanted to sort of give props to Senator Ratke, who I noticed did something that is interesting to me, which was outreach with a class, like presenting in front of a class. And then also like with the professor in order to do that. I think that's a really good, interesting avenue of outreach, particularly.
Nice. I just checked Senator Maselli's outreach from September 10th to the 24th. He met the hours. He did a wider range of outreach events from September 24th to October 8th. I was curious on what that 3.5 hours was, but it was for Paint the End. I mean, technically it's at the discretion of the committee and the speaker, but in regard to this event, I mean, if he was there in, I don't want to say hot, but in the breaking his back in the sun, October 5th, painting the end, I think, not necessarily put it up to a vote, but what does the committee say? I mean, I think that's okay if he put an extra half hour, if it's congruent with what he actually did, which I know he did. Yeah.
I'm in agreement as well on that.
Yes, I'm seeing a lot of visible head nods for the audio. Sure, you said, okay. Any other points of conversation or anything like that in regard to outreach you found?
No, not particularly.
Okay, thank you. Moving down our list to Senator Saporito.
I mean, I guess the comments I had for the 10th to the 24th is it's okay because the file is like kind of corrupted. I was going to ask Speaker Pro Tempore Moss, the College of Education event was like 2.5 hours, but that was in April. So, I get for the 24th to the 8th, for clarification, did Bill Landers send anything or was there any edits he made to the outreach period?
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do I have? Yeah, he didn't send me any outreach, so I'm going to be giving him points.
Okay.
Which is just for sake of record. If a senator does not submit their outreach, one, on time, it's at the discretion of the speaker to decide, I guess, what the verdict or punishment may be. And also in regard to that, concurrent to our rules and our Senate rules, along with the rules of outreach, for every missed hour that you have, it's a third of a point. So if you miss, for example, this outreach period, which is September 24th to October – holy – October 24th to October 8th, since there are 4 hours of outreach that need to be met, and he missed all four since he did not submit to me, that would be 1.33 points congruent to you get a third of a point for every missed hour.
Okay. McAndrew's pretty good. Senator Custard volunteered at a British Car Club. I thought that was pretty interesting. And then what we were talking about with Senator Maselli. He put the intern social, he still got the hours. From my perspective, I thought the intern social didn't count necessarily as outreach.
For which senator?
Maselli.
And this is for what period, the 24th to the 8th?
Yeah. If it's removed, he still has a...
Point of information, he still meets the hours.
Yeah. It's just
he put down 3.3 hours, yeah. Which is like... 10 minutes,
yeah.
Of an hour.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to say that. More importantly, I guess just make sure for senators to put the date of the outreach.
Yes.
And then Senator Villa, he's missing an hour.
For September 24th to October 8th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, same thing as well.
Yep.
that's pretty much everything.
Okay. I'm asking the general body here, when you guys were reviewing outreach, were there any other senators who were missing an hour or missing hours at all? Or was it just Villa? Speaker Pro Tempore Moss.
Senator Lawson also was down an hour.
Okay. For September 24th to October 8th?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And Lawson missing 1 hour. Senator Saporito, do you have any other points of conversation you'd like to bring up to the committee?
I guess a point of clarification I should already know. What's the max amount of hours for a specific event? What is it, 2 or 3?
It's in our rules. It's in the rules tab.
Yeah.
Parliamentarian Issa.
Sorry, can you repeat your question?
The max amount of hours you can put for outreach for like a specific event.
If the event is to meet with an individual, that's limited to 1 hour. If the event is a service event, so like Clean the End, for example, that's limited to 2 hours.
Okay. I don't know if this is bad, but Senator mm-hmm. Lucchese marked 2.25 hours for talking to students at a career fair.
And I mean, in regard to this, I mean, it's these rules that we have in, like, for example, our outreach form, they don't exist, I believe. I don't believe they exist in our Senate rules. It's just kind of the interpretation of the speaker along with the committee. So if we think that a senator is just trying to scrape by to put in that extra hour to just kind of fill up and give filler to their outreach, then we can take punitive action and say, okay, you know, we weren't really adhering to the rules, but since we believe that you're not really in good faith doing your outreach in good faith, it is up to the speaker along with this committee to have some sort of verdict or punishment. But if a senator is, for example, in their outreach there at a career fair, I know Senator Lucchese was at that career fair, and he was out there from when it started to when it ended. And I know he was talking to students basically the whole time. So again, it's kind of up to the committee. If we'd like, we can I would bring it up to the senator and be like, hey, we saw that you put, you know, past your max amount of hours for this type of event. In the future, based on the advice of the committee along with myself, I'm just going to ask that you please don't do that again. If they continue to do that, then we'd be able to take action and institute, I guess, a punishment in regard to our rules. Parliamentarian Issa, you said you have something you wanted to say?
Just a point of clarification. Did you say that these rules for outreach don't exist in the Senate rules or just recommendations?
I believe they're just recommendations when we instituted this form of outreach in regard to filling it out. But I don't believe any rules like this exist in our Senate rules. I could be completely mistaken.
These rules do exist in our
Senate rules. They do exist in our Senate rules. Perfect. So it gives us appropriate grounds to be able to enforce them. In regard to that, though, like I said, it's up to this committee to determine what is best fit. Bless you twice over to Speaker Pro Tempore Moss. So, yeah. Are you guys cool with that? Do you guys think that's appropriate?
I personally do think it's appropriate. If we have to pursue amending the SAS, then we do that. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, there should be more personal discretion.
And it's also at the privilege of this committee, like I said, if we determine that a senator is just, you know, when they were really there for only 30 minutes and they put, you know, an hour and a half, and we know that they're lying, we know that they're just trying to fill in their outreach, I can speak to that and I can talk to those senators. But regard to Senator Lucchese and Senator Maselli, I know Senator Maselli was there the entire time volunteering and making sure that he put in his hours and he put in his work. I can attest to Senator Lucchese, who was there at the career fair from when it started to when it ended, and I popped in. I was actually there that day, so I popped in. Said hi, and I can attest that he was there talking to students, and he was there with his ASUN polo and wanted to get some students involved in ASUN. So I can attest to that. So I think they'll be fine.
Point of personal privilege, and it's sort of a clarification as well, mm-hmm. but it pertains to myself. Just to get the general opinion of the body, mm-hmm. Would it therefore be okay then if I, for personally as a senator, were to mark my attendance as a volunteer at the homecoming parade from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock as outreach?
Yes.
Just wanted to gather.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you.
Senator Saporito, going back to you. Any other points of conversation or points of discussion? Okay. Moving down to the list, Parliamentarian Issa. Or I guess you already went. Do you want to go again?
No.
Okay. Moving down our list, Speaker Pro Tempore Moss.
I didn't see too many glaring issues. I will say I will have to strike an hour from Senator Kitsch. She put down the Senate intern social. I'm so sorry, Chair Kitsch.
Is she still at four?
Yeah, no, she's well over. She's totally fine.
Good job, Senator Kitsch.
I thought outreach was good this week. I'd like to see probably a little more detail in the why from like Senator Lucchese, because I didn't know what was, like, yeah. I don't know what he's doing when he puts these things down. So I'd like just a little more detail. But other than that, I really have no issue with anybody's outreach these last two periods. So, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And then moving down to myself, I think you guys did, like, for example, Senator Bolander is the only person from September 10th to the 24th who did not submit outreach, and everybody either sent me a screenshot or had their outreach recorded for the third outreach period. So super proud of you guys. Very glad that you guys were able to get all your stuff submitted on time. It seems like you guys are doing good outreach. The only feedback I can give you guys is just to explain more. To be able to articulate more and less of what you did, bring back to what Speaker Pro Tempore Moss said of why you did what you did, I think that would be good. Adding more detail for the committee to review only increases your chances to make sure that the committee does not offer punitive action or anything in that regard. But yeah, I think you guys did really good outreach. I'm hoping the next outreach period is just as good or as better. But yeah, any points of conversation, anything anybody would like to bring up in regard to anything we have talked about under agenda item 7B through C? Alrighty, before I move on, just for the record, I will be putting in Senator Bolander as absence and excuse from this meeting, along with missing his outreach from September 24th to October 8th. So that would be 2.3 points that will be added to Senator Bolander's record. And Senator Villa and Senator Lawson missing 1 hour from September 24th to October 8th, which accumulates to 0.33 points, so I'll be adding that to the record as well. But with that being said, we're going to be moving down to agenda item 7D, points memo. And again, this is not up to date due to the fact that there are senators who I still have to update. So this will be up to date as of an hour ago. All right. Senator Atkinson with 2 points, Senator Bolander with 1 point, Senator Huang with 3 points, Senator Lawson with 1 point, Senator Lucchese with 2 points, Senator McAndrews with 2 points, and Senator Maselli with 1 point. Any questions, comments, concerns in regard to the points memo? Alrighty. And also, I say it at every meeting when I read out the points memo, but if any chairs or any senators in general feel that I have made a mistake or I have messed up or there's a senator who you think shouldn't have as many points as they do, please, please, please bring it up to me. I'd be more than happy to fix your guys' points to make sure that nobody gets censured. I don't want that. Nobody wants that. And I want this committee to avoid that. So just have a conversation with me, and I'd be more than happy to explain why you got the points you did, along with where I have recorded your points that you've accumulated. But I do make mistakes. I am human. I am tasked with managing 21 senator points, along with all bills, committees, where senators are in committees. So again, I am human. I do make mistakes. But again, if you have anything you'd like to attest, please reach out to me. Anything in regard to discussion, points, conversation, clarifications under agenda item 7A through D? Alrighty. Moving down to agenda item 8, comments, announcements. Any comments, announcements at this time? Alrighty. Moving down to agenda item 9, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing no public comment, moving down to agenda item 10, adjournment. I adjourn this committee on oversight at 7:31 p.m., October 20, 2025, in the Reading Alliance Senate Chambers and via Zoom. All right. Bye, Madison. Thanks for coming.